Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, before I start my show, I need to explain what has happened the last couple of weeks. I haven't been here. I think 2 weeks ago I did a show for like a half an hour or something like that. It didn't last very long. But I had eye surgery. I had a lot done to my eye, and it's still really fuzzy. It's still not seeing the way it should. But I had a cataract removed. I had a bulge that was on the outside of my eye removed. I had a film that was inside my eye scraped off of there, and they took the lens out and replaced the lens with a new one. So there was a lot done. And I didn't do my show last week because I just couldn't see where to flip. Right now I'm not seeing that much better, but at least I can see the paper I'm looking at. So that is what we've got today. What is going on here is the GOP is being blamed for everything. Now, the GOP, the higher echelon of the GOP, is just as much to blame as the Democrats are for what is going on, because they are too afraid to find their backbone to go and do the right things. But there are the ones out there like Jim Jordan and others who are really pushing to do the right things. But who are the ones who are saying that we have 57 sexes instead of the actual two? Who are the ones who are demonizing those who say there are only two? Who are those who are saying that it is racist and bad to keep me from competing in women's sports? Who are the ones who want to keep our southern border open? And that's what where most of today's show is going to be about. Who are the ones that are allowing fentanyl to flow over those open borders, killing thousands and thousands of our kids and young people? Who are the ones that demonize people who, like me, tell the truth? Who are the ones who called destructive riots of a couple of summers ago nothing but mostly peaceful protests? Who are the ones who shot down Tucker Carlson for showing what really happened on January 6th? Who is pushing this trans evil on all of us? Who are the ones destroying America? The left is. And if you don't think they are, you're not watching. And now the fiasco at the southern border is happening because Title 42 has ended, and they decided there was not going to be anything to take its place. Just let the people in. The White House has authorized the CDP down there to just mass release people into the United States. And now Biden is blaming the GOP. But it is his fault and the Democrats. We have to start seeing what they don't want us to see, folks. On Thursday, ahead of Title 42's expiration, which helped quell the border catastrophe, Democrat New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is kicking the can down the road like Congress does, like our government does to Congress, instead of helping in New Mexico to alleviate the crisis as Governor Greg Abbott in Texas is doing. Abbott declared a state of emergency and deployed tactical border force to help with the crisis. Instead of helping to alleviate the human suffering along the border, Lujan Grisham wrote on Twitter, quote, "I want New Mexicans, especially those on our southern border, to know we are in close communications with cities and counties to make sure that they are supported as Title 42 ends tonight." And that was last night, unquote. She continued, quote, "I've emphasized to the federal government the importance of coordinating a comprehensive humanitarian response and I urge Congress to embrace a longer-term solution by passing immigration reform legislation immediately, unquote. A plan the U.S. House voted on Thursday evening to fix the humanitarian border catastrophe received no Democrat support at all, including from any of New Mexico's three Democrat representatives, Gabe Vasquez, who represents the state's border district, Teresa Ledger Fernandez, or Melanie Stansbury. And all of these were voted against by all of my friends here in New Mexico and by me. State Representative John Block, Republican of Alamogordo, urged Lujan Grisham to deploy the state's National Guard to the border after she yanked them from the post shortly following her installation as governor in 2019. He wrote, quote, "Send the National Guard to the southern border to help stop the catastrophe as you should have years ago. That is precisely how you can help alleviate the horror the Biden regime has inflicted upon our country by neglecting the border and creating a humanitarian crisis." Unquote. New Mexico has over 53 miles of border, which isn't very much, that are unsecured by any barriers or any kind of security apparatus, making the state extremely vulnerable to an invasion pushed by Joe Biden's policies that have resulted in a massive surge in illegal invasion at our southern border. Welcome to today's show on this, the 12th day of May in the year of our Lord 2023. Good to have you here with us as we have a great show planned. Stay tuned.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch those people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Welcome Okay, we are back. Call in number 646-478-5284. Welcome to the show. I've already got a phone call. I'll get to you in just a second, but I want to play this clip that I have from Ted Cruz on what's going on at the border.
Let's bring in Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Senator, awesome to have you on, you know, Title 42. Tell us what you think is going to happen in your great state and the country.
Well, we have seen for 2.5 years an absolute disaster unfolding on our southern border. It keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And on Thursday of this week, the Biden administration is going to end their authority under Title 42. And that is going to take a disaster and make it exponentially worse. You use the word invasion, and that's not a word to use lightly, but that is exactly what is happening. We are seeing masses of people crossing illegally. Joe Biden wants that to happen. Kamala Harris wants that to happen. We're getting reports of an additional 80,000, primarily Venezuelans, heading north. And this is a deliberate decision. And I got to tell you, the communities of Texas are hurting. In South Texas, you look at the streets of El Paso, it's not the pristine, cleaned-up streets that Joe Biden had there for his photo op. Instead, South Texas, the hospitals are full, the jails are full, the schools are overflowing, we're seeing disease, we're seeing crime, and all of this the Democrats just want to make worse. It is infuriating, and Texas is paying the price, but the whole country is paying the price.
Senator, what is on their mind, sir? I mean, it is an invasion, a literal invasion.
Yep.
Hundreds of thousands of people coming through our border. What are they thinking? Why are they not at least pausing this Title 42 expiration?
Well, Eric, it's two things. Number one, they genuinely do not give a damn. And I know that sounds harsh, but if they gave a damn, they would change their policies. When they see 853 migrants who died in the last year crossing illegally, they'd say, let's stop this. When they see 100,000 people who die of drug overdoses, they'd say, let's stop this. When they see women who've been sexually assaulted over and over and over again, when they see kids who've been physically and sexually assaulted over and over and over again, if they cared, they would stop it. But it doesn't matter to them. We all remember AOC in her white pantsuit down at the border with her head in her hands crying. Why was she crying? Because Donald Trump was president. Obviously, she wasn't crying about the plight of the illegal immigrants because the plight has gotten worse and our communities are paying the price. They don't care, number one. But number two, the only explanation I can come up with for why they keep doing this is they look at everyone crossing illegally and they think that is a future Democrat voter. They recognize they can't win elections based on actual policy positions because their socialist policies are unpopular in America. And so they are trying to radically change the electorate in America, and they're willing to allow people to suffer and die in order to achieve that political objective. It really is cynical and it's cruel what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and every congressional Democrat is doing right now.
Okay, that's what Ted Cruz has to say. I've got a phone call here. You there? Hello? Okay, I'll just leave him there. But what is going on is the left, the extreme left, and even some of us on the so-called right are happily destroying the First Amendment. They're happily trying to destroy the Second Amendment. They're happily trying to destroy America. And the extreme left, the communists really, always wage war on institutions of any society as a means to gain control, and that's what they're doing. We witnessed this happen in real time in less than 25 years with the internet. The day WND, or World Net Daily, was invented more than 25 years ago, it had not happened yet. Sites like Drudge Report and WND were powerhouses, up-and-comers, real news. Slowly but surely, though, monopolizing advertising and search results for leftist sites while denying conservative ones. When that didn't work, sites like WND were permanently demonetized, severely inhibiting the ability to participate in online advertising in the world. Google not only controls the flow of advertising and search results, but its number two competitor, Bing, the Microsoft-owned search engine, is arguably worse, according to a recent study. John Gabby, co-founder of and CEO of AllSides, the organization that conducted the survey, told the Daily Signal, "People completely underestimated the dangers of bias when it comes to search engines. They think they are getting balanced information, and they're not. Instead, they're being thrown into divisive filter bubbles that make them confidently ignorant." AllSides, a media company dedicated to presenting balanced news and diverse perspectives, analyzed the Bing News homepage and search results for March 9th to March 22nd, checking them alongside AllSides' media bias chart. The analysis found that 83% of the articles on Bing News' web homepage are from media outlets AllSides rates as leans left or left, while only 13% came from media outlets rated as center. How many of them of the came from sources rated lean right or right? As Rush used to say, zip. Zero, zip, nada, a big goose egg. This fascinating portrait of the state of the cyber media was done by Tyler O'Neill, the managing editor of the Daily Signal. And this was found, the founding fathers, is this what the founding fathers had in mind when they crafted the Constitution and made the First Amendment the shrine of our Bill of Rights, the most important of our freedoms? No, it cannot be an accident or chance. WND does not come up at all on Bing searches. They're considered fringe, though they arguably speak to the biggest populist movement in the U.S., the MAGA community. I myself went to Bing.com and typed in conservative nation media and didn't get anything about us, though there were a few things about conservative news sites in 2023. They only showed about three links before going off on another subject. The Bing News homepage results even more liberal bias than AllSides study on Google, which found that 61% of media outlets on Google News homepage skewed to the left, as opposed to Bing's, or skewed to the right, as opposed to Bing's 83%. Google News homepage featured more conservative outlets at a bare 3% than Bing's 0%. On Google, I typed in conservative nation media and actually got three hits, starting with conservative nation media at CONSERV4502211.3/Twitter. And the next one listed conservative nation media. The third one goes back years. And the headline on it was Michael Smith, CEO, Conservative Nation Media, Inc., out of Fort Worth. I took over CNM about 3 years ago. Then the next two were category conservative media in the United States. And there was a bunch listed, which included Newsmax and Newsmax TV, but nothing about us. The next one was National Preview, conservative news, opinion, politics, policy, etc. And the last one was Conservative Nation Media, 14129 Philly Street, Fort Worth, Texas. This also is from some years ago because I now own CNM and have it here in Albuquerque. I had talked to Michael Smith a few years ago to try to get CNN back up and going, and he had no desire to do so and told me if I wanted it, I could have it. That's when I got it. While we were trying to build CNN back to where it was in the years of 2015, 2016, we are now airing three shows. NWCR Radio, Black by Color Only and American by Design, which is now on hiatus for a while. And we now have a new show starting this coming Wednesday, the 17th, called It's 10 Minutes Until Midnight. What do you think? So, and that has Joe from Montana. So we are now trying to grow again with the liberal media against us. It will take a good amount of trustworthy news and ideas to change the direction America is being led to have an effect, but we are determined to do our best for America and our future. What's the most popular right-leaning site on the net? You guessed it, Fox, which just fired Tucker Carlson, is the most popular, but they're quickly losing ground on that one. In accordance with threats from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and AOC, they won't be happy until all conservative voices are purged from having any say in America. So that is where we are at now. I still have, I think it's Sarge that's on the phone. You there? Okay, well, I'll leave him on, so if he wants to start talking, he can. The View co-host Joy Behar melted down Thursday following a CNN town hall meeting featuring former President Donald Trump, saying the network shouldn't have had the event. And the reason why is because Trump totally blew them away on that one. It was really awesome to see. I got to watch parts of it. But even so, they have have a lot of people on The View that just really don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know anything about America, although they claim to know. The co-host, Alyssa Farah Griffin, pushed back on Behar's comments about how she said, "I saw a bad stand-up comedian with a bunch of people in his cult who love him. That's not America. As far as I'm concerned, that's not American." And we have to realize here, my friends, the ladies on The View have no idea what it means to be American. It is time they are called out for this anti-American bias that they all have. The co-host, Alyssa Farah Griffin, pushed back on Behar's comment and said, "I have to respectfully disagree. This is a democracy," Griffin said. "He's the GOP frontrunner, outperforming other people by double digits. By the way, people got to see who he is." And Griffin added that, claiming that Trump turned off the moderates and the independents. Now, even though Griffin did say a little that was right here, she is totally wrong that we are not, that when she said we are a democracy. We're not. We are a constitutional republic, and we need to start calling people out for this too, because it is never done. It is always done here on CNN and NWCR Radio, but even on Fox or even on Newsmax, they don't call people out when they call us a democracy. And I'm actually glad to see Sarge is in there, but I think he's on the phone, but I'm not really sure. I'm still waiting to hear from him. I've got him on the phone right now, so if he starts to talk, let me put that into the chat room. But we have a fairly good show tonight because over the last couple of weeks, I really have not done anything. Like I said, I had my eye worked on. I had a lot done to it. I actually looked, after surgery, actually looked like I'd gotten in a fight with my wife and lost. I had a big black eye. It was funny. And I'm still having problems seeing out of that eye. It's the lens hasn't set yet, and the doctor said that it would probably be a couple months before everything settles down. But it's getting to the point now where I can actually see what is going on to a point. And it really all depends on how tired I am or how much I have used my eye doing things that really are not good for it. But there for a couple of weeks, they told me not to do anything but watch TV, because that way I wouldn't have to move my eye from one side to the other to see what was going on. They said, do not read. Do not do things that make you have to move your eye around. And so I didn't. And that's one of the reasons why I wasn't here last week. And I was only here for just a little bit of time on the week before. But I was going to do a show on Monday, and I decided to heck with it. I'll just push it off on to today, because my wife has her youngest daughter is graduating from high school, from college this week. And what is going on there is they are in Indianapolis, Indiana, and she went on Tuesday. So I canceled the show that I had set up for Monday and scheduled it for Sunday, for today. And I see that the caller dropped, so hopefully if that was Sarge, he'll call back. But we got a lot of things going, even the Albuquerque Journal, which is a one of those liberal rags that's just about as bad as the New York Times, which is saying a lot, had a scathing editorial that nukes the Democrats sniveling over Holtec's green light. Now, Holtec is a facility that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission granted a license to this last week here in New Mexico for a multi-billion-dollar interim storage facility in Eddy and Lee County, and that's down in the south part of the state. Democrat politicians whined and bellyached about the move, erroneously claiming the safe fuel storage facility would make New Mexico a dumping ground of spent nuclear waste, among other melodramatic rhetoric. The Democrats in New Mexico congressional delegation and Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, who I call the Wicked Witch of the North, and Attorney General Raul Torres complained about it. The board wrote that these whining Democrats didn't offer any alternatives for storage of spent commercial nuclear fuel. It wrote that despite Democrats referencing SB 53 passed during the 2023 legislative session, despite bipartisan opposition, Holtec will challenge the law trying to stymie the company's operations, and it will likely win. It continued. Senator Martin Heinrich said in a separate statement Tuesday, no regulatory commission should be using interim standards to approve indefinite storage until there is a permanent repository for spent nuclear fuel. Now, that's a fair point. But Heinrich and the rest of the state's delegates, the governor, the AG, conveniently do not mention the U.S. lacks a permanent storage site because their fellow Democrat and late Senator Harry Reid blocked the truly permanent storage site in Yucca Mountain after Congress quite literally sank $1 billion, that's billion with a B, of taxpayer money into what is now the most expensive empty parking garage in America. So there is nowhere to transfer more than 70,000 metric tons of used reactor fuel from commercial power plants at 73 sites across 39 states, even though U.S. law requires one. Now, how about enforcing that law? The board concluded with the following. Heinrich ended his statement, New Mexicans didn't sign up for this, except many have. Give Carlsbad Mayor Dale Janway or Hobbs Mayor Sam Cobb a call. They'll fill you in on what the Eddie Lee Energy Alliance that southeastern New Mexico leaders formed in 2006 and the 1,000 acres of remote cattle grazing land ELEA bought expressly for Holtec between Carlsbad and Hobbs. And then there are the nuclear experts who work in our three national labs and at WIPP and Urenco. It's time for the state leaders to put their politics aside, recognize the science and the scary fact that it's very scary fact we have spent nuclear waste sitting on water tables across the country, and support the bridge carbon neutral nuclear power offers. It's time for our delegation in D.C. to move beyond cheap partisan sound bites and actually do something about safety storing nuclear waste. Now that Holtec International project is a go, there is nothing the seething Democrats can do about the facility that will provide safe interim storage while bringing billions of dollars, and that's billions with a B, in investment to New Mexico. Now, I read a thing about the casks that are made to put these spent nuclear the spent rods into. They could withstand a direct hit from a crashing jet plane and still stay intact. That's pretty damn good. But the Democrats don't look at it that way. They just look at it that it's something that they cannot they were not the ones who pushed this in the first place, so they got to oppose it. And that's what the Democrats and a lot of the Republicans are doing now. If they didn't come up with the idea, and it's a good idea, then let's go against it because we didn't come up with the idea. And that's just the way things are going here, folks. It's really amazing. I'm coming up on my first break. Actually, I went past it a little bit, so I'm going to do that right now. And I've got my new ad for the new show, too, so...
I will remain as long as you do to bring you the news of the day. We will be right back.
Conservative Nation Media is growing again. And now we have a new show that will be airing on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's 10 minutes to midnight. Our new show's host is Joe from Montana, and he's coming to get you. Joe and his co-host will keep you informed and ask for your input, too. This is the only talk show that's not just about talk. It's about real solutions against real corruption in fake D.C. Don't feel as if you have a voice? Well, you've got one now. So don't waste it. Call in and offer real solutions. You want just talk? No problem. Go someplace else. You want to try to find real solutions? Then park your butt over here and call in. God helps those who help themselves. Well, fellow earthlings, wake up, take a hint, get on the stick, and let's start helping ourselves. The longer we wait, the worse it's going to be. We are approaching the virtual end of America. Politicians of both parties are not the answer. They're the problem. Join us for our new show and call in. Give your ideas on a solution from the corruption we are seeing in America. The show is It's 10 Minutes to Midnight, and we have a winner here on CNM, where America always wins. Many of our veterans deal with significant personal issues on a daily basis. These can include any combination of combat-related, medical, or psychological issues,
as well as stress from transitioning out of a highly structured environment. It is our hope that through our familiarity with these struggles, we can use our experiences and connections to help these vets move forward in a positive direction and enjoy a fulfilled life. Our vision is to put an end to homelessness and suicide that seems to be prevalent among our veterans. Our mission is to remember, honor, and serve our veterans and their families. Who we are is Warriors Serving Warriors, and we are comprised of veterans of our U.S. military with a variety of backgrounds and professions. Although we are a veterans group of Legacy Church here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, we accept vets from other churches and denominations. What we do is actively seek veterans who would like to be a part of our elite Christian group and share our desires to help and equip other veterans who are in need of assistance. We help other veterans who are in need of assistance with their transition to civilian life or have spiritual, physical, or emotional needs. We are currently proudly serving veterans in the Albuquerque metro area, with future plans of expanding throughout the whole state of New Mexico. We meet every month to execute and strategically plan to reach our veteran community with the slogan, No Man Left Behind, giving them direction and or referring them to someone that could help them better their lives. If you know someone or are a vet yourselves, give us a call at 505-302-1999 or go to warriorservingwarriors.org. You can also email us at wswnmvets@gmail.com. That's Warriors Serving Warriors. Give us a call or join today.
And the light just went out here. Okay, turn on the other one. I got my my camera light that I use for my videos and things like that. I got that hooked into my other computer, and every once in a while I'll do something and it disconnects it and it goes out. And I just moved the other computer, and that pretty much stopped it. I actually play that song. I need to get another version of it, because the name of the song is Guns, Guns, Guns by Guess Who, and it's something that triggers the leftists all over this country. And I play it for a specific reason, and that's just to go ahead and trigger them in any way that I possibly can. And I'm taking a drink of my coffee here. But Kathy Hinners, who used to do a show here on Conservative Nation Media on Friday nights, her show is called Daily Roll Call, and she has a website called Daily Roll Call. She did a post the other day, which just really... or actually, I think it was yesterday, or it could have been today, or no, it was one day ago, so yesterday. And she said, you either love America or you don't. Tonight, America will face an invasion like never before. It isn't migration or humans escaping oppressed nations. It is an open door for criminals, terrorists, and the worst of the worst to come. It is a call to our enemies to come and be free to dismantle and destroy our culture, our fundamental documents, and even kill Americans. If you believe this is humanitarian effort, where are you concerned for fellow Americans? I come back to this. You either love America or you don't. Millions of illegals are scattered throughout our cities and towns. They're here in Albuquerque, by the way. Their needs are met without question. Free cell phones, free medical care, free housing, free transportation, free food stamps. Something that shouldn't be allowed for anybody except people who have worked here in the United States and are United States citizens. Yet millions of Americans and veterans have sacrificed their lives for all of us, suffer and struggle. They deserve more than the illegals. You either love America or you don't. If you continue to watch any mainstream media, now owned and operated by the likes of George Soros, woke elites, and the arm of this administration's propaganda, you are the problem. Open your eyes. Research for yourself. By watching these news channels, you continue to empower the lies and the corruption. You either love America or you don't. If you embrace the idea young children need to hear stories from pedophiles or that it's okay to change your gender, you are promoting the growth of a generation of freaks that will live lives never knowing who they are. Diminishing the roles of men and women will lead to more destruction of morals and values. You either love America or you don't. If you truly believe our country is on a dangerous, frightening path, yet continue to elect the same garbage known as Democrats and Republicans, or vote without knowing who you are voting for, socialism and communism will continue to rear their ugly heads. You either love America or you don't. There can be no fence sitting. Doesn't matter your political persuasion. It's all about what is right and what is wrong. If you agree with the course of the country, it's obvious where you stand. The bottom line is you either love America or you don't. And I have to absolutely say, Kathy, that is one of the most perfect, poignant things that I've seen written in a long time. And it comes down to that one line. You either love America or you don't. We are in the process now of having our nation completely torn apart by a group of people who believe it is their right to do what they're doing. We have our nation being pulled apart by people who represent only about 0.2% of our whole population. They are being allowed to dictate to every one of us what we are to be doing. You stand against transgender stuff. You stand against transgender men who call themselves women, who are nothing but men, to compete against women in women's sports. If you're against that kind of thing, then you're a homophobe. No, you know what science is. That's all there is to it. The left, even though they know science, ignore it. This William Thomas, and everybody seems to know him as Leah Thomas, couldn't do anything better than like about 245th when competing against men. And now he's considered one of the best women swimmers in the world, because he's taken number one in everything that he has gone against. And when women go against him, like Riley Gaines did, she's a homophobe. We have got to get over this idea that being a homophobe, being called a homophobe by the left, is not a bad thing. It just means that you're getting under their skin. It just means that you're bugging them. And oh my, do I love bugging them. This is one of the reasons that I do this show. This is one of the reasons that I keep this show going, even when it's hard for me to do, like this last week. I actually did, I think, a half an hour show two Fridays ago. I couldn't see worth a flip. I couldn't see anything that I was trying to read. So I put everything off the top of my head. I didn't read anything. But I didn't do much more than a half an hour of the show. Last week, because my wife was getting ready to go to Phoenix, not Phoenix, oh my God, Indianapolis to be with her youngest daughter when she graduates from college this week, I was helping her get ready, so I canceled the show. At that time, I still couldn't do anything to read what was in front of me. I had problems. This week, I'm seeing a little bit better. I can see what I am trying to read. I can see what is going on. And the things that are happening right at the moment are just totally insane. We've got the southern border being overwhelmed, while the New York Times comes out with this headline saying that it was strangely quiet at the southern border. Not much is going on. But it's happening, folks. Living down here in New Mexico, I see what is going on. I see it, even though the liberal government wants to keep us unknowing as to what is happening. We here in New Mexico see it. And even Breitbart has a thing on here. It says, it begins. Exclusive GOP whip Emmer calls for Mayorkas' impeachment. And the whole thing is, children are disappearing, people are getting killed. And Mayorkas is saying, oh no, nothing's happening. Nothing's going on. We have that border completely sealed. We have that border completely under control. But House Majority Whip Emmer, Republican of Minnesota, called on Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to be impeached on Friday. And all I can say is it's about damn time, because that guy lies every time he opens his mouth, whether he says something or not. He said, saying that the chief border official's failure to act necessitates Congress removing him from his position. The Minnesota Republican, while speaking during a one-on-one interview in his Capitol Hill office Friday, delved into the heated topic of impeachment, saying the overwhelmed southern border represents the greatest malfeasance at the hands of President Joe Biden's top border official. And nobody's saying anything about Kamala Harris. She's supposed to be the czar of the border, after all. She hasn't even been there. Oh, she says she has. But she was 50 miles away. She put herself in a place that was safe. And Joe Biden, even when he put himself down into El Paso to see the border, they surgically cleaned it up before he showed up. So when the cameras were rolling and he was walking down the streets there, it looked pristine. It looked clean. It looked beautiful. Making people believe that nothing's going on down here. The New York Times, the other newspapers who constantly spew out this lying garbage, so that they can say, oh, the Biden administration is doing the greatest job of any president that ever has happened. And a lot of people are not even noticing The one thing that Biden did this week before Title 42 ended, he went into the Texas area around El Paso to finish building the wall there. All the supplies are there. All of them have been bought, folks. All of the supplies are there to build that wall. They were there when President Trump was president, and President Trump was made to stop. All the materials are there. They have been bought. They have been paid for. And now Biden is starting to use some of that to close some of the areas that were open and not quite finished. But do you think he'll go any farther? No, he won't. He'll stay away from that one, mainly because he doesn't want to help America. He doesn't love America. Him, like most politicians today, hate this country, hate everything about this country. Which brings me to my next question. Why the hell do we keep re-electing them? There are things that we need to start realizing here, folks, because if we don't, we are going to have some very big problems, and they're coming. They are coming. And the problem with this whole thing is once they're here, it's too late. I found an article from Western Journal. The headline on it was federal judge moves against Biden administration just moments before Title 42 expires. And it said a federal judge is throwing a wrench into President Joe Biden's immigration policy as the southern border veers on the brink of chaos. Judge T. Kent Wetherill II issued a two-week restraining order on the Biden administration on Thursday night, according to Fox News. The order prevents the federal government from enacting a new policy in which illegal immigrants, or illegal migrants, what they call them, would be released from custody without a court date or means for authorities to track them. And that's what they were in the process of getting ready to do. Was like the catch and release of the Obama years. And people just are not looking at this whole thing the way it needs to be looked at. The federal court judge in Florida has blocked the Biden administration from releasing migrants from Border Patrol custody without court notices under a memo signed this week. The block is in effect tonight and will last for 2 weeks. Now, it goes on to say, expect the Biden administration to appeal. Migrants would have been asked to request a court appearance by mail under the policy to make an appointment at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office, according to Fox. Now, here's the whole thing. They did this during catch and release during Obama's time. They'd catch them. They'd release them. And they'd release them in the honor thing, saying that when they were needed to come back, they would come back. But when the time came, they couldn't be found. And they want to do the same thing again. The development occurred just hours before Title 42, a Trump administration policy allowing the quick removal of illegal immigrants, was allowed to expire at 11:59 on Thursday night. Now, that's the thing I said on my update on Thursday. I talked about this. But there was another thing that was going on at the same time that was pushing the fact that Title 42 could still be used, even though COVID has been declared a non-entity now. But there is a Republican who's saying that it can be changed over to and used for fentanyl. Fentanyl is a crisis right now. Fentanyl is coming over the border like it's going out of style. Fentanyl is killing thousands and thousands and thousands of our young people. Isn't that a crisis? You would think so. But the administration doesn't think so. They don't care if your kids get killed by fentanyl coming across our border. They don't care about any of that. They don't care about nothing except their own power and the possibility that a lot of these people coming in can be made into Democrat voters. There's where the story ends, folks. There is where it is happening. That's the reason the Democrats want them here. Because what they will do then is they will give them everything that they want, on our dime, by the way, give them everything that they want so that the Democrats will have a new block of voters because they can't depend on the ones that they have now. One of the things that is going on right at the moment is the fact that the Democrats are allowing all of this to happen. The Republicans are too, for the main fact that they allowed this to get this far. They should never have allowed it to get this far. Even when you don't have power, you have power. And the Democrats have proved this over and over again. When the Republicans take over, the Democrats start wheeling and dealing like the greatest gamblers in the world who know what the hell they're doing. And they get the Republicans to do what they want, even though the Democrats are not in power. The Republicans could learn from this, folks. Because the Republicans look at it and they think, well, we're not in power now, but wait until this next election. We can get ourselves elected, get ourselves in power, and then we can start doing things. Why not start doing things now? And several are. Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan. Two that come to mind right now. Ron DeSantis. Greg Abbott. We have a bunch who are doing what needs to be done, but we need to have so many more stand up and fight this. That's what they're there for. They're not there to roll over on their backs and say, okay, Massa, you can have what you want and not even do a thing about it. Thinking that maybe they can make some friends with the Democrat Party. Who the hell wants to be a friend of someone in the Democrat Party? They don't want you as a friend. They don't want you as a friend because you love America. They don't want you as a friend because you stand against them when it comes to their policies. Even if you turn around and say, okay, I agree with you here. Let's be friends. Let's do what you want. You're still never going to be a friend to them because they don't want you to be friends with them. They don't love America. They know you do. They know that you will fight for America. It's one of the reasons why I actually really like this show, because I'm kind of anonymous when it comes to Washington, D.C. They don't know I'm here. Maybe somebody does. And I know after I get Yvette Harrell to do my introduction for hour three, things might start happening. I might even see if I can get maybe Jim Jordan or somebody to do my hour two intro and kind of switch off between Kathy Hinners and Jim Jordan and even see if I could get some other people who would be great for this show's standings. But we are coming up on the top of the hour. We'll be right back after these messages and come into the second hour. We'll be right back.
Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio. Black by Color Only Day here on CNN with our very own Vincent Brown out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is one of the most informative shows on CNN, giving us the reasons that the apostles of blackness are leading this nation in the wrong direction, along with the left. And Vincent will come down on the right, too, when they do not do what is right. Listen to the wisdom of Vincent Brown on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will find out that the media is lying to us too, along with the leftists in our government. Some of the right are too, and in Hollywood also. He will make you use your mind and think a bit before making a rash judgment. That is Black by Color Only, only on CNN at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays, where America always wins. If you have a show that you are looking to get on the air on a network, CNN is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017 at gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, the day you want to be on, and the time you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNN is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. The days we have available for new shows is Monday through Thursday, where we have no shows, and we can accommodate one show more on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Give us a call and see if we can get your show on the air on CNN. And see what happens then, where America always wins.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, we are back for the second hour of the show. Call-in number is 646-478-5284. We have got coming up something that I'm actually rather excited about. I have talked with Yvette Harrell, who is a former congresswoman of southern New Mexico, and she's running for her position again. I asked her if she would do my hour three intro for my show, and she said yes, she would. I haven't gotten it from her yet. She's been pretty busy, and she's been out of the state, but I think on the 23rd, she's going to be back here, and she's going to be doing a thing here in Albuquerque, and I'm going to be going to that too, where she's going to be talking about what is going on and what is happening. But she has agreed to do my hour three intro for my show, which is, to me, is very exciting because she's a national figure and a lot of people know her. So that's something that we are rather excited about right now. But we had one of the things that I've been talking about tonight is the border. But the other thing that I keep I've been bringing up is our Wicked Witch of the North, Michelle Lujan Grisham, who is our governor, so-called governor. She got in trouble from the Albuquerque Journal of all places, which is kind of weird because they are one of these publications that support her no matter what she does. They came down on her, and I talked about that earlier. But there's another one that came out, and that came out today, where Governor Lujan Grisham again is under fire from the Democrats, and this time about alcohol. Democrat Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is once again under fire by leftists, and it seems like she's getting under fire for almost everything she's doing now, but most of the fire that's going against her is coming from the left. So they're rather pissed off at her. But previously, they were angered over her veto of an electric vehicle tax, which she should have done, in the omnibus tax package passed during the 2023 legislative session. This time, however, they are angered that she voted an increased tax on alcohol that would have increased the alcohol tax rate by a massive 20% with proceeds going to harms reduction programs. She is now under fire from her own party over the tax hike veto. State Senator Gerald Ortiz y Pino, Democrat of Albuquerque, attacked the governor's veto as a serious misstep, according to a report from the New Mexico InPath. He said, "We'll have to try again, but it sure would have helped if the governor's staff had reached out to explain what was behind her decision." Neil Bowen, who since 2019 has directed the Behavioral Health Services Division, which oversees much of the state's development and prevention services, called the outcome a missed opportunity. Even that trivial alcohol tax hike, Biden Bowen wrote in an email to New Mexico in depth, would have put the state in a position to support an expansion of screening treatment and recovery services specific to alcohol. Senator Cedillo Lopez, Democrat of Bernalillo, told the Santa Fe New Mexican, "I would expect an increase in alcohol excise tax would be welcome in light of the harm to the communities, the cost to the states due to alcohol." But in response to criticism of the veto, InDepth reported that the governor's spokesperson, Maddie Hayden, claims Lujan Grisham believes unequivocally that New Mexico needs to devote more resources to addressing alcohol misuse, according to Hayden. The governor felt the legislators legislature's tax package represented a potentially untenable hit to the general fund and vetoed the reallocation of alcohol tax revenues out of the fiscal responsibility, Hayden said, declining to clarify why the governor didn't retain the alcohol tax hike, which would have generated $10 million annually. Now, I'm not sure why she went against that either, but she did, and that actually is kind of a good thing. But I can see a reason for doing that, because there are a lot of people in this state who cannot handle their alcohol, and they're the ones who are getting it. And they're the ones who are usually poor. A tax hike that much would put alcohol out of their reach and probably start a whole new business here in New Mexico of bootlegging again. But that's neither here nor there. But the things that are going on down at our southern border, with the New York Times saying that not much is happening down there to Texas Governor Abbott talking about Biden's White House pulling patrol agents off of the border when they shouldn't be pulled off. Migrant, and to another one where the migrant teen dies in U.S. custody. But the left on something like this one I have to read, because I know how the left is going to talk about this one. They're going to talk about how 17-year-old Honduran teenager, who was 17, died under U.S. In a Florida shelter. And it was caused by Trump, and it was caused by conservatives and Border Patrol. But the article says a 17-year-old Honduran, unaccompanied migrant teen, died after being found unconscious in a Florida shelter on May 10th, according to a notification to U.S. lawmakers from U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Refugee Office. The teen, Angel Eduardo Maradiaga Espinosa, has been placed by HHS on May 5th with Gulf Coast Jewish Family Community Services in Safety Harbor, Florida, the notification said. He was taken to a hospital and after 1 hour of life-saving resuscitation attempts was pronounced dead, it said. HHS still is responsible for the facility where this boy was held. It said that a review of the health care records was underway, as was an investigation by a medical examiner. HHS is deeply saddened by this tragic loss, and our heart goes out to the family with whom we are in touch, the department statement said. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, I have a couple of good words for her, called the news devastating and referred questions about the investigation to HHS. The department said a medical examiner investigation is underway. Eduardo Enrique Reyna, the foreign minister of Honduras, expressed his condolences in a tweet on Thursday. Quote, the government of Honduras, through the embassy in Washington, is in contact with the family and has asked the ORR and HHS to carry out an exhaustive investigation of the case to clarify this and get full accountability if anyone is responsible, unquote. Migrants gathered on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday, hours before the immigration restrictions known as Title 42 expired, with some rushing to cross ahead of tough new asylum rules that will replace the COVID-era for order. U.S. Customs and Court Border Protection has been, in recent days, been holding up to 28,000 migrants or it, actually it shouldn't be called, they shouldn't be called migrants, they should be called invaders, at its facilities far beyond its stated capacity, and in what happened to be a record two federal officials requesting anonymity, and the Borders Patrol, Border Patrol's union said. The busiest border detention facilities are in the Rio Grande Valley in El Paso in Texas and two areas in Arizona, according to union president Brandon Judd. This week, the number of people caught crossing illegally topped 10,000 per day. Now, can you imagine this, folks? 10,000 people a day? And New York City is scrambling to handle 10 busloads, if that much, crying and moaning that this is too much for them to handle. Well, what about these people down at the border, 10,000 per day? This isn't affecting New York City. This isn't affecting Washington, D.C. This isn't affecting Seattle. This isn't affecting Denver or any of these other liberal cities that are out there like Albuquerque. It is affecting us a little bit. But due to the high volume of arrivals, agents on Wednesday began releasing some migrants without a notice to appear in immigration court where they can make an asylum claim, telling them to report to an immigration officer office later. Now, we all know what happened when Biden, the Obama-Biden administration did this. They disappear into the United States, and when the time came for them to come in, they wouldn't do it. In Yuma, Arizona, hundreds of migrants lined up in the chilly hours before dawn at a gap in a towering border fence, waiting to turn themselves in to U.S. agents, hoping that they would get caught and then released. Under Title IV in place since March 2020 and set to expire at midnight, hundreds of thousands of migrants have been quickly expelled to Mexico. Trouble is, there are so many more down there. And it's scary, folks. For you who do not live down in a border state, you don't know. You don't know. And I see got a phone call from 314. Let's see. Hello, you there?
Those people, if they're coming from Honduras, they should have sought refuge. They're in Belize, or go down to Costa Rica or Panama.
Yep.
Go to the U.S. Embassy, fill out your paperwork, and you do it that way. You don't come to the United States, like May mentioned, and your court date's going to be 2 or 3 years down the road. And in the meantime, you're going to have babies want to claim citizenship based on the babies that were born here. That's not the way mm-hmm. it works. Those babies and you are not under the jurisdiction of the United States. You're under the jurisdiction where you came from. Case in point. A person from Honduras get in trouble in any state, the first thing they're going to need to do is go to an embassy of their country because you're still under the jurisdiction of that country. You don't go to a U.S. embassy. You're not a U.S. citizen. And this crap that's yep. been going on with the Biden administration, you want to let all these illegals in there and for the purpose of apportionment, because they are persons, they can be counted toward creating a congressional district. They can't vote federally. They may be able to vote state and local because states can do it. But it's for the creation of a federal district. Now, here's the thing. I think what consists of a federal district is about 60,000 people. Suppose you have 60,000 and one, and that one is a U.S. citizen. Well, that U.S. citizen can win a federal election. I mean, they can cast a vote for a federal election, even if they don't let them vote, that U.S. citizen in that district can vote for whoever the heck he wants to, and they win. So what's going on now is a bunch of bull crap, and I don't understand America. Well, I understand why America. What you got here really is persons, America, but you don't have no American mind. I'm going to continue to listen.
Okay, well, that was a very good point. One of the things that I said on my Thursday update was a quote from Alexander Hamilton, who once told us, unless your government is respectable, foreigners will invade your rights, and to maintain tranquility, it must be respectable. Even to observe neutrality, you must have a strong government. And what's going on right now is we do not have a strong government. We have a government that's being undermined in every way, shape and form, by the Democrats. And the sad part about this is that even a bunch of the Republicans are falling right in line with this. And my idea on this whole thing is all these people who are voting for all of this stuff to happen right now need to be gotten rid of, period. They are not doing what is good for America. They are not doing what their job tells them to do, which is to do for America what is supposed to be done. They're trying to tear down the First Amendment. They're trying to tear down the First, Second Amendment. They're trying to tear down the Constitution. They're trying to tear down our laws. They're trying to get rid of our law enforcement officials. And then when things go against them, they complain because they don't have any law enforcement to take care of the things that are suddenly now going against them. Well, what did they think was going to happen? And this whole idea of this southern border being wide open like it is, and then when we try to tell them we need to close the border, put a wall up, oh, you're racist, you're homophobic, you're this, you're that. And the sad part about that is when most people, when they're called homophobic or racist, that does something to their brain, and their brain turns around and says, well, wait a minute, I don't like being called that. Maybe I better change the way I think. No, maybe they need to start pushing back on what is being done to this country, because we're not going to have a country very much longer if we don't. And you're still there on the phone, so if you want to make a comment, more than welcome. But your
well,
point,
you know, you're right. White America has been intimidated so much that they just been over for any goddamn thing nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
That's look, you know what? We have to admit this. We have to say what's on our mind. That's what has happened. Somebody call you racist, you stop like deer in headlights.
Yep.
And it's gonna get to a point you don't have nothing to fight over. They want to take your guns on it. You got the AFT making regulations that should be voted on by Congress. They shouldn't go into effect as a law. Hell, 96% of the laws that we live under was never voted on by Congress. Was by these bureaucrats, and that's mm-hmm. ridiculous.
Yeah, that's absolutely
you know,
right. And it what they are doing is actually wrong and unlawful. And then they come after us and say that when we fight against them, we're breaking the law, we're treasonous, we're all of this stuff. And it's like he said, he just got through saying, they call us a racist and homophobes, and all of a sudden our mind just suddenly turns off and say, I don't want to hear that, so I'm not going to fight anymore. And we are losing our country every time somebody does this. We have to have some kind of fight left in us. I know that's one of the reasons why I do this show. Now, I'm getting more and more people who do come in and see it and actually listen to the archives afterwards. This is great. I like it when that happens. And maybe someday I'll have a show where I'll have thousands of listeners. But if that happens, I will not change what I'm saying right now. All this woke mentality they've got out here is destroying America. All this liberal stuff that they're pushing on all of us to say that, oh, we have to accept these trans swimmers who can beat any woman, anytime, anywhere, but we have to accept them as a woman. No, I don't. And I never will. It's like I'd said about this Thomas. When he was competing against men, he couldn't do any better than 245th. I think that was the best he could do. Then he changes over to women and starts competing against women. And what does he become? Number one. Oh, this is great. This is fantastic. She's number one. She beat all these other women. Well, of course she did, because she's not a she. She is a he. Always will be, always has been, and he will die a man. 100 years after he's dead, if they pull up his bones and pull DNA out of them, he is a man. They won't know. And that is what is destroying America. We have all these people who will tell a lie and say everything that they possibly can to destroy the laws and the Constitution and the ability of America to defend herself. And what do we have? We have a few people who will say something about it, like Tucker Carlson, and all of a sudden Fox gets rid of him because Chuck Schumer got on his soapbox and said, you must do this. Get rid of him because he's destroying our country with this. No, he wasn't. He was actually telling the truth. He told the truth of what happened on January 6th, and the Democrats didn't like that because it went completely against the thing that they were trying to say. He'd probably say something to me if he ever heard this show, because I have gone against him every step of the way. Ashley Babbitt, who was killed at the Capitol that day by that police officer who was a bad apple in the first place, shot her when she was nowhere, anywhere near being a danger to anyone. Even the police that were on the side that she was on were backing away. What does that tell you? It tells you they knew something was going to happen. They didn't want to be in the line of fire. So she was murdered by this cop who has not been arrested, which he should be. He should be in prison now. But is he? Nope. He's part
Let
of the
left agenda,
don't you know? Hello?
You know what the face of crime is in the United States today? The face. Eyes, nose, lips, skin color. What is the face of criminality? Homicide and rape.
I'd never really thought about
it. Black, it's black males.
Mm-hmm. For the most part, yeah.
It's black males. Not all of them. But black males only make up about, if doing this criminality, black males only make up about 4 or 5% of the population of the United States. But when you look at the FBI records, at homicide rates per 100,000, there's about 10 times more than it is for white males.
Yep.
And you have to start, people need to start saying what it is. I'm black and I say it. It's black males.
And my host on Saturday, who does Black by Color Only, he's black too. He says it.
Absolutely. But whites won't say it. They're scared.
Well,
it's black males. Guess who has to straighten that out? It has to be the people themselves that look like them. you're not going to do it. You got your own kids to work with. Japanese, China, yep. They're not going to do it. Nigerians who are black, they're not going to do it.
Nope.
And you tried and everything.
And that's where this black country is going. That's where this country is going downhill.
Right.
Yeah, because we have people who will not. You know, I just had a guy join the chat room. His name is Think for Yourself. And I was just going to say we have a lot of people who just will not think for themselves. They just listen to what the liberals tell them or what the latest agenda out of Washington D.C. is, and they say, "Oh yeah, that's exactly me. I believe that." And most of it's not true. So, you know, it's scary because the United States is being systematically destroyed. Hello, Bring It a Boy. Good to see you there. And, you know, if we don't start fighting back, we're going to lose this country. I mean, we've lost so much just over the last 12 years that, you know, most of our founding fathers are turning over in their graves.
You know, I believe that Fox and Dominion had some cahoots going on. Fox,
yep,
showed some resistance because the insurance company would have required for them to put up a fight. And they settled for the $700 million. That went to Dominion. Okay, Dominion got paid.
Yep.
Dominion is going to put out the same mess with those machines like they did in 2020. They fired Tucker Carlson so he won't be there to talk in favor of conservatism.
Mm-hmm.
He's receiving his pay, but they willing to pay him, that's also in the deal, whatever they got to pay him for through 2025. He won't be around to talk against the left.
Well, he's already, from what I heard yesterday, he's already got himself a new show started on Twitter.
Well, that's good and fine and done, but it doesn't have the type of input that it does on Fox. It surely wouldn't
really
have the input that it does on CNN. I appreciate what he's done. But they've clipped his wings.
Yeah. And Newsmax has even offered him a position, and they've been talking to the people who watch and asking them to text if Tucker would be good on Newsmax. And I guess they're getting a lot of people who are saying, yeah. So, and even that's not as big as Fox, but it's growing. Okay, but you know, the things that are happening all over this nation, and I started out by talking with about New Mexico because a lot of this going on has a lot to do with New Mexico. Hello, Sarge. I see you there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You got me.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, good, good. I mean, I meant to call in early, but I had to take care of a little mechanical emergency in the house at a leaking faucet. I had to take care of it. But I was listening most of the time. Now, it's repaired now. I have no fear. But, you know, I was listening to what Pionki was saying, and Pionki, as usual, always has something important to say. And what he said was very important. But what's even more important than that is what the author of the Second Amendment had to say. That was a gentleman named Senator Jacob M. Howard. And this is what he said when he introduced the 14th Amendment to the Senate on the debates over it in 1866. And he said this: "The amendment I have offered is simply declaratory of what I regard as the law of the land already, that every person born within the limits of the United States and subject to the jurisdiction is, by virtue of natural law and national law, a citizen of the United States." Now, here's the money shot. This will not, of course, include persons born in the United States who are foreigners, aliens, who belong to the families of ambassadors or foreign ministers accredited to the government of the United States, but will include every other class of persons. It is clear that birthright citizenship was never intended by the framers and authors of the 14th Amendment. We got birthright citizenship by a footnote in a decision by a Supreme Court justice in a case called Plyer versus Doe. Let me say that again. A footnote, not even dealing directly with birthright citizenship. That's all we got.
Well, the left seems to go hog wild with footnotes and things like that.
Yeah. Now, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's meaningless, according to a lot of these living, breathing constitutionalists. That doesn't mean anything like what it says. But a footnote in a decision, boy, that is amended constitutional law.
Yep. I think the thing that's really going on here in America is if you're really watching what's going on, it's scary. The idea that we're allowing our country to be just totally dismantled the way they are, to me, it scares the living bejabbers out of me. I just don't understand. And I know my dad, who fought in the Philippines and in World War II and all this stuff, he's probably turning over in his grave. I know that probably Alexander Hamilton, he is too. And he said a few things that were totally relevant to what is happening today. He talked about foreigners taking over. And I'd mentioned that earlier. He said, unless your government is respectable, foreigners will invade your rights. And that's what's going on today.
Well,
because
we don't
have a respectable government.
No, we are witnessing the destruction of our national sovereignty right in front of our eyes, mm-hmm. in real time. And I think that under normal circumstances, let me not say that. I don't want to say anything that gets anyone in trouble. Look, Plyer versus Doe started, the Supreme Court said that children of illegal aliens could not be denied a public education. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. I see that here in New Mexico.
Yes. And that they're required to give them education because, for whatever reason, I don't know, the 14th Amendment requires it.
Yeah.
It's just astonishing. It's astonishing.
Yeah,
in real time, watching the dismantling of American sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when the kid's an ex-baby, that means that when the parents get over here by hook or by crook, they can't be separated from their children. For whatever reason, again, I don't know, they're illegal aliens subject to deportation, and they're perfectly free to take their child with them. Now, the child wants to come back when the child gets to be its majority. Okay, since we've got this corrupt decision that child was a citizen, okay, let the child come back when the child's an adult. But the parents can take the child with them. It's their child.
Yeah.
Instead, they use the child as a tank, and we're supposed to talk about how brave they are.
Yeah. I'm bringing a boy in the chat room says 85,000 kids are misplaced.
Misplaced. They weren't misplaced. That
they
was part misplaced. Of the deal. For, the drug cartels, in order to get these people across the border, sometimes they take the kids as part of the payment. Because the kids can be sent to labor or sex trafficked. They can make even more profit. These cartels are making billions. They're going to become government in the United States. That'll be the next step. Is that we don't have enough problems with communist China.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing. It's what Alexander Hamilton said. He said that, without a respectable government, foreigners will take over. Well, that's essentially what's going on. The cartel is not American, but they seem to be wielding more power than the American government is.
All it took for this to happen was to have the Democrats steal an election and put this hideously soulless corruptocrat in office who's hopelessly compromised and is a mere puppet for the people that wish to radically transform the United States through illegal immigration as one of their tools. It's only one of the tools, one of the arrows in the quiver. It's not the whole thing. This is one thing that's going to dismantle us as a constitutional republic. They're attacking us on every front.
Yep.
And you guys
remember during Katrina
when you had that congressperson, Jefferson, who took the money from the Nigerian nationals and he hid it in his damn freezer, cash money?
Oh, yeah, it went to jail.
That's how that stuff works. These cartels are paying these damn politicians one way. Like you got the boomerang effect from the Ukraine. Money goes over, a boomerang comes right back to the coffers, campaign chests, or these politicians. That's how they get paid. If you're a general in the military, you retire, you come out, you go to work for a defense company. You work for a defense company for a little while, then the next thing you do is end up in the Pentagon making deals for that defense company to get contracts. That's how that stuff works.
You become a lobbyist. Yes, sir.
And they talk about Clarence Thomas taking money, where these other folks are taking money left to hands over fist, and they're using Clarence Thomas as a distraction.
Yeah. When they're not writing letters saying that Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation, of course. When they're not violating the Hatch Act by being active duty CIA employees and being involved in political aid to a particular political party. Oh, Democrats love to go on and on about the Hatch Act when you're talking about General Flynn, who didn't violate the Hatch Act. Here we got a clear violation of some CIA officials that were involved with distributing this letter and recruiting people to write this letter in clear violation of the Hatch Act. And what are you going to hear about it from the Department of Justice? Nothing.
Nothing. Exactly. And they should all be totally taken out of office, you know, for what they did. But if anything happens to them, I'd be really surprised.
There won't be much, if anything. I mean, this is as long as this corrupt administration is in power, nothing will happen. The only viable option we have to deal with them right now, pending another administration, is to impeach and remove these corrupt officials, which, again, is unlikely given the Democrat control of the Senate. That's not going to happen either. So what we've got now is just stasis until we can reform the election laws to the point where we can have an honest election with integrity. Because there's no possibility that a Republican is going to get president of the United States now with these corrupt election laws in place. Universal mail-in balloting, too much. The opportunities for fraud are too great, and they don't have to do it in every state. They only got to do it in 6 or 7 states. That's all. They don't have to steal every state.
Nope, they don't. Just 6 or 7 states. That's all they need.
And they don't need but a few thousand votes. All they need is manufacturers, maybe 100,000 votes in those key states, maybe a bit more. It's not that difficult in terms of numbers, unless you have election integrity laws that tend to forestall it.
Well, you know, election integrity laws don't exist in places like New Mexico or California.
As bad as they may be, they're not the worst states in the union. The worst states in the union are Wisconsin, Michigan, my state of Georgia, it would seem. Arizona, and California. But California's just a done deal anyway. I don't think they need to manufacture too many votes in California. I'm sure they do. But
yeah.
Those states are the most critical.
Yeah. And you know, when it comes to listening to all the problems the Southwest is having, one of the things that they never mention, like on Newsmax and all the other channels, all these border states, they never mention New Mexico, but they don't mention it because there's only like 53 miles of the border that pertain to New Mexico.
Well, every state in the union ought to be prepared to offer aid to every one of the border states, to include offering volunteers willing to go down there and serve in those states to protect the border, to install every resource available to the governor, his National Guard, their state militias, citizen volunteers, to secure the border. That's what every governor should be doing right now, every single governor. And it's not being done.
Well,
the only state I can see where it's being done to any degree is Texas, and it's inadequate in Texas, but at least it's starting to do something. The other states, I see nothing of even comparable to Texas, which is inadequate.
Well, in New Mexico, what happened when the Wicked Witch of the North took over governorship here, she pulled the National Guard, the State Guard, off of the border and hasn't allowed them to go back since.
Well, that's what I said. You gotta remove her from office by whatever. If you got a recall provision, you gotta try to recall her. If you can show that she's willfully disregarding her duties, then impeach her. She's got every obstacle in the way of the American people defending themselves against this invasion has got to be removed. I don't care what it is. Every single obstacle that is preventing us from defending ourselves from this unprecedented invasion has got to be done. If not, forget the Constitutional Republic. It's over.
Yep.
And the economy are the two biggest, most salient issues, along with election integrity. Those are the top three for me.
Yeah.
No, the border, the economy, and election integrity.
And those are three things that have to be there for America to continue being a sovereign nation. They have to be.
Well, I suppose we could be a sovereign nation in name only, but we would not be a constitutional republic based on the United States Constitution that was ratified in 1787. That. We wouldn't be that. We still have the name, the United States of America, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And we could say, well, we're sovereign. After all, we got, you know, we're considered a nation state. We send diplomats around the world. But will we be a United States of America based on the Constitution? Again, the one in 1787, with the, amended in 1789 with the Bill of Rights? No, sir. That will not be the country.
You know, and most people don't even stop to think that that's exactly what the Democrats and the politicians in Washington, D.C. are after. They want to get rid of it. It stands in their way.
They definitely want to get rid of it. There's no doubt that's what they want to do. That's their object. That's their goal. Everything about the Constitution is an impediment to what they wish to do. That's why they have to negate it and remove it. It is a constitution of enumerated powers. And enumerated powers is not something that leftists and progressives want. They want a power. They want a government of near unlimited power to institute what they think is in the best interest of the people, as the elites will decide it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. When I was living in Indiana, I never really thought about that. But when I came back here to New Mexico and put myself right here in this border state, I see it. You know, and it covers like 35 years here, but I can still remember Albuquerque when I first lived here. The southeast part of town was a gorgeous part of town. You could walk in that part of town anytime, day or night, and never have any problems at all. You try and do that today, you'll get killed.
Man. There was once a country called the United States of America based on a rule of law.
Once upon a time.
Maybe one day people look back upon the United States like they looked upon, maybe once upon a time they looked upon Atlantis. It actually existed. It wasn't just a abstract fever dream.
Mm-hmm. And by that, by the time people can look at it that way, it's way too late. It's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Birthright citizenship, they said. Birthright citizenship comes by showing up, dropping a baby, and you can decide to bestow citizenship on your children by sneaking across the border illegally, dropping a baby, and bestowing citizenship upon your child. See how easy that is? You break into the country illegally, and you drop the baby on American soil. And you are able to self-confer citizenship, United States citizenship, on your child. You go to New Zealand, how much money? I think you got to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to become a New Zealand citizen. They value citizenship in their country. You got to pay. You want to become a citizen. Here, they hand it out when you break the law to get into the country. And they hand you citizenship. You can't beat that with a stick.
No, you can't. And, you know, I used to have this guy that would...
You got to pay the cartels thousands of dollars to get here.
Yeah.
They can't convert citizenship. But we suckers, hell, not only will we give you citizenship for free, but then we'll subsidize you with endless programs. And we suckers in the taxpayer community pay it.
Yep.
Man, you can't beat this.
No, that's for darn sure. You have all these people coming over thinking, oh boy, I'm coming to the land of milk and honey. Well, yeah, for them. The American people will pay for everything you've got, no matter how bad the American people have it.
Well, here's the thing. America already gives these countries aid in the hundreds of millions of dollars in order to alleviate the very things that they say that they are escaping from. And here's the point. How do you know if we don't have two or three fifth columns already formed here in the United States? You don't know. You don't know.
No, but I'll bet it's there. I'll bet it's there.
Oh, hell yeah. And these news media, these white women, single white women, they are some witches.
Yes,
they are witches. The news media is the biggest systematic racist organization in the United States. And you know they're racist because look how they choose to use adjectives. When it's a black person, a male, they don't call him black male. They call him a man. If he was beat up by a white man, he was beat up by a white supremacist or Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it kind of makes me feel like, you know, I'm, you know, if I really took all of this stuff into account, I'd think, you know, well, since I'm a white guy, I'm to blame for everything that's going on. Especially since I'm fighting for America.
Yeah, well, that is what. Yeah, that's pretty much what they say. Trump is my. I mean, it's like they were asking questions about James Comer about Joe Biden's apparent corruption, and they had to ask if they were going to go after Trump as well. And he's not even the president, because Trump's children made money with foreign countries, by the way, selling products and services, unlike these 20 shell corporations in the Biden family. They actually have something to sell. But, you know, it's all equivalent. It's all equivalent because we say it's equivalent. It's all just the same.
Yep. And, you know, it kind of makes me feel, you know, every once in a while I'll sit there and say something and think, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But... you know, to me, it really doesn't matter, because if I say something, it's because I've researched what was going on. I've tried to make sure that I'm right in what I say, even though it goes completely against what the left says. And you know, I've been doing this show since 2007, and I haven't changed anything that I'm saying.
Yeah, well,
I still believe that the left is destroying this country. I still believe that the left is the ones who are actively working to get rid of our Constitution, to get rid of our laws. And they're also trying to get rid of the truth, because if you remember back a couple of summers ago when all of those riots were going on, they were all calling them mostly peaceful protests when the whole city was burning behind them on screen. They'd say, oh, this is just a mostly peaceful protest. No, it was a damn riot. That's all there was to it.
These people make Baghdad Bob look serious, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
I never thought about it that way,
but that's a good one.
Yeah, they have absolutely no sense of self-awareness whatsoever. Yeah. I mean, they're just the most amazing bunch of people I've ever seen in my life. I mean, and they've all got college degrees, and they've all been educated this way.
Yeah. And that's the scary part. They've been educated this way.
You cannot imagine any other way of thinking. They're actually sincere. I talk about the stooges. I'm not talking about, their masters or their mentors.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they actually believe what they say.
Mm-hmm. And I think it was something AOC said the other day.
He's burning down behind the guy, and he's saying it's a mostly peaceful protest. Well, it would be funny if it wasn't so tragic in its implications for the United States and its future.
Yeah. And I've said that so many times. I got another phone call here from 909. See, hello, you there? Well, maybe I shouldn't have answered that. Okay, let me get this back here. I heard you say something.
Well, you know, as they say, sometimes silence speaks volumes.
Silence speaks volumes, yeah.
Damn it.
Okay, now I got three people on the phone. That's awesome. So. Let's see here. So 909, what were you gonna say?
Oh, I'm just listening to you guys right now. This is Bring It Boy. I just called in right now because you sometimes go into overtime, right?
Right.
And you guys are indulging these wonderful conversations about what's going on here in America, and I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, this is a pretty good one. I was thinking that today would probably be a pretty good one because, like last week, I didn't do a show because of my eye, the surgery that I went through. And the week before, I really didn't do a show that week either. And I thought, well, this week is going to be a good one because they just got rid of Title 42, even though there was one Republican who was saying, we need to keep this because right now the emergency with COVID is over, but we've got an emergency with fentanyl. Couldn't we just put that on Title 42 and make it with that? And I heard it one time, and that was the end of it.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, again, you know, the rationale behind COVID is supposed to be medical. If there is no mm-hmm. medical emergency, there is no rationale for the law. What they need to do is resort to original immigration law without Title 42, without a medical emergency. None of this is supposed to be legal anyway. We're not supposed to need Title 42 to keep millions of illegal aliens out of the country.
No, we don't need anything but the law. Violence. Yeah, we don't need anything but the law, really.
The existing law is more than sufficient without the added impetus of Title 42. We've got immigration law that says if you wish to claim asylum, you do it at a legal port of entry or the first safe country where you can make such a claim. That would be Mexico.
Yeah.
But no, the Biden administration says, oh, no, come all in. And then I'm watching a program today, and the people are getting the interviewers saying, when is your court date? And an illegal alien looks at the court date on there and says, my court date is 2028. She's just arrested today. She got a court date of 2028 for her asylum claim. That's 5 years from now. Do you think she's going to show up for the hearing? Of course not.
Nope.
She's in like Flynn.
Yeah, and after 5 years, they won't let her be deported.
No.
Yes, she do. She has 15 babies.
She got a job. She's got a home. She's established.
15 babies.
You want to be cruel. You can't be cruel.
Look at this. What they are giving the ITIN number, individual taxpayer identification number, because they're not qualified for a Social Security card.
That's illegal.
Do you know?
Violation of the law.
Yeah. Do you know, and by records, that they're able to get a home mortgage with the ITIN number? A bank will give them a home mortgage. If they're illegal, they're not supposed to be working in the country at all. They can take the paperwork from closing on that house, go down to the election board and register, because now they can show an address. They can get a driver's license, and they're illegal, and they'd be voting. Illegals should have their assets seized. They're engaged in something illegally, just like drug dealers, and their assets should be seized.
But, Bjork, you got to remember, the notice to appear, they're essentially legally in the United States. They can pretty much do anything with a notice to appear.
And that includes not showing up when they're supposed to.
They can travel on an aircraft with a notice to appear. You got to have your birth certificate and a bunch of ID cards or a passport and or a driver's license, sufficient ID or whatever. All they need is a little notice to appear and nothing else.
They should get their notice to appear in their embassy in Belize, Costa Rica, or down in Panama.
And wait till the date. Wait till the date of the hearing, and then enter the country with that date.
Enter the country with the notification. Absolutely, they can go to the U.S. embassy and get the notification. Then travel your 4,500 miles up to the U.S. border and come on in legally. All right, and better yet, Better yet, the hearing should be held at an embassy in another country. The country that they seek refuge for, they should have the hearing in that country where they are closer to the population. They know the language. They know the police. If they have done something or committed some crime, they know what's all going on. But, you know, here's another thing, too. I go on YouTube, and I type in Guatemala Christmas Parade, El Salvador New Year's Party. Man, those people are having parades with high schools. They're having outdoor cafes. They're having big markets selling everything. They ain't being persecuted like these people are claiming to be.
We know it.
Yeah, but you got to remember that's Hollywood, though, you're watching. Hollywood makes that up for us to think that's what's going on.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to happen with the Biden administration in place. None of these reforms are going to happen. There's not going to be any investigation by the Department of Justice into this man's corruption, into his compromised administration that is undoubtedly beholden to adversarial foreign interests. None of it's going to happen. It's ollie-ollie oxen-free for every anti-American sentiment you can imagine. We're just stuck. And I really wish I could say what's on my mind. God damn it, I wish I did. But I'm not.
I'd let you.
I prefer not to. But I'm telling you right now, this isn't changed, the greatest country in the history of mankind is just going to go down to another failed national experiment, like the Soviet Union.
Yep. Yeah, most people stop and think.
It'll be self-induced suicide.
And most people talk and say, well, America's too big to be destroyed that way. No, it's not. They're doing a damn good job of it.
All the American people have to do is lose confidence in their government. That's all.
Yep.
Well, we hope we have AI that saves the day for us.
Yep. Well, that's that whole thing that I was talking about earlier about Alexander Hamilton saying, unless your government is respectable, foreigners will invade your rights. And that's what's going on today. Our rights are being invaded by foreigners. Our rights are being taken away by the liberal left in Washington, D.C., and the right who doesn't have the backbone to stand up to them.
Well, the foreigners are just tools that people wish to destroy this country are using to do it. I mean, they see an opportunity. They get free money from the stupid taxpayers. They get free admittance into the country. They get de facto citizenship. I mean, who wouldn't take advantage of that? I mean, it's being offered to them. The problem is they're not anywhere near as much the enemy as our own government is.
Well, also see the media doesn't show the American people what's going on in Europe with all the refugees walking through there and just taking over. I mean, they're up in Ireland now, and they're taking over Ireland. And the media doesn't cover that because they don't want everyone to know what's going on there, how bad it is. And if people would see that, more people would see that, they'd say, hey, wait a minute, that shit's starting here. We can't have that.
No.
And it's just a different class of people coming through, which is just, you know, I mean, what the heck, it's the same thing. I mean, they have more rights in those other countries than the people that live there do. And they just get stripped day in day.
Yep. And the sooner the American people realize what is being done to them, the sooner we can try and right this ship before it completely sinks.
But they have so many factions going on with climate control that in government that's just taking parts of getting their feet in the door to screw all that up with businesses and corporations getting involved where they're getting hit by all kinds of different angles with just climate control.
Yeah, and climate control is a farce in the first place.
Yeah.
I think people are more afraid of being called racist or bigot than anything else these days. I mean, that just paralyzes all kinds of people.
Yeah, it just blows me away how people will be. Yeah, go ahead.
And they lose the ability to reason and think, oh, my God, if I get called bigot or a racist or a transphobic or homophobe or something. And they lose the ability to think and reason.
Yeah, once they lose that ability to think, they can't go against anything that's being said. Just like with me, you know, I've had a lot of people over the years tell me, I hate your freaking guts. Well, you don't even know me. Well, I know what you're talking about, and I hate you because of it. Well, so what? I don't care. It doesn't bother me in the least.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. Somebody's going to hate you for no reason. Let them hate you. Nothing you can do about it, is it?
Nope. Now, that's one of the reasons why I really like listening to Vince on his show, because he feels the same. He doesn't give a damn what people think about him.
Well, I gave that up
and
a long
time.
The only people's opinions I care about are my friends and my family. Everybody else can go piss up a rope.
I'd like to see somebody do that.
They make a mess of yourself when you do it, so, you know, that's why... You know,
or piss into the wind, yeah. Yeah, or piss into the wind, yeah. That's. I don't know. It's gotten to the point where Americans, if you know, just like you had said earlier, if you're called a racist or a bigot or a homophobe or a transphobe or whatever the heck, that just stops you completely, and you can't even tell the truth about it anymore.
Yeah, it's like they get short-circuited. You know? You can hear it's like, you know, Robbie the Robot getting short-circuited. Remember that? In the Forbidden Planet? Robot was asking, got a contradictory command. All of a sudden, he started clicking and whirring. All the sparks started going off. The people don't like that. Call them a racist. They don't know what to say next. I'm not a racist. Okay.
Yeah, and what would make it even better though is if the sparks actually did start flying out of them.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
I don't know. Until it comes to the point where, you know, I can do this show, if it suddenly becomes illegal to do it, I'm going to find a way to do it anyway. Because this country needs
to be told, fellas, what's
going on.
White males got blamed for so much shit, I actually started getting jealous. I'm trying to say, how can I get in on this?
Look, all you got to do, look, you're already in on it, Pianchi, because you regularly espouse white supremacist viewpoints. So, therefore, you are a de facto white supremacist already. You believe in borders. You believe in objective application of the law. You believe in national sovereignty. You believe in a sound budget. You believe in the right to keep and bear arms. You are a de facto white supremacist. You've already achieved membership in the club.
Oh, boy.
Look what they've done to that poor Marine on the subway. He's defending himself. And now they want to charge him with murder. And get this. It was him and two other people. They didn't charge them like they did with the George Floyd. They charged every cop in the damn neighborhood. There wasn't even on the scene.
He was defending himself and others. Because that's what the law allows you to do in New York.
This man has had 42 encounters with the police. If the justice system worked like it should, he would have been in jail. He wouldn't have been there that day, that moment, that hour to lose his life.
And he'd still be alive. So it's their fault.
He'd be in a mental institution where he belongs.
Yep. I don't know.
Like I said, what they're whipping on us is anarcho-tyranny. They don't stop the anarchy, and then when we defend ourselves against the anarchy they have caused, then they tyrannize us by trying to put us in jail.
Yep. And that's one of the, you know, one of the things I'm, you know, and I said a lot of this on one of my updates this last week, and I found out that one of the things that's going on, I put my updates on Rumble, which is good. I put my updates on BitChute, which is another one. I put my updates on Brightian and UGEtube, which is one that kind of showed up that about a couple months ago that kind of does exactly the same thing as YouTube does, but they don't have the policies to get rid of you if you say something wrong. And what has happened on Brightian is that they let you go with views. And if you get so many views, then you can move to the next level and you can move on. Well, I got to the third level and I needed like 4,000, 5,000 views to get to the next level. Well, it got to where I had 1,335 views remaining and it stopped counting up there. And now I'm coming up on the last four videos that I can do with this. And I have to get, according to them, 1,355 views to make it to the next level. I ain't gonna be able to do that. So they're doing something to me because I'm getting like 40, 50 a day on there, but they're not being counted. So something's going on with that one. I guess I said something wrong.
Well, it doesn't take much for that now, does it? You can do almost anything that some internet censor arbitrarily deems to be improper will get you canceled. So it doesn't take much. And you never know
really
how the rules have changed.
Yeah, and you can never be sure of the rules because they're changing every day.
Yeah, they're arbitrary. They're capricious. So whatever they decide at a particular time, based upon their own personal whims, there's no real objective standard for it. It's all made up.
Yeah, that's...
And it never applies to people who are their natural allies, it would seem.
Yeah.
Well, Robert, all you have to worry about is men in suits come knock on your door.
I keep waiting. They never do.
That's when you made big time.
Yeah.
I let my wife go to Indianapolis this week because her youngest daughter is graduating from college, and her oldest daughter actually paid for plane tickets to get her there. So I thought, well, this is cool. It won't cost me anything. And she's over there now, but she's constantly sending me stuff on the phone to talk about. And a lot of the things that she's sending are stuff we've already mentioned.
At this college she's going to now?
I'm somewhere in Indianapolis. I'm not really exactly sure what college is, but her youngest daughter is graduating, so my wife went there to watch her graduate, which is cool. I'm glad she was able to do that. But my wife is constantly sending me stuff to talk about on this show, and most of it we've already covered.
Good. Yeah.
She just sent me something, and I tried to open it up and says, this page isn't available. So that one didn't work.
Who was behind that, I wonder?
No, probably Bing.
Yep.
Yeah, I was talking at the beginning of the show how Bing and Google and all these other search engines downplay conservative things. Well, it mentioned that Bing is even worse than Google. So I went to Bing and tried to download stuff on there about conservative nation media. There was nothing there. Tried to find something about NWCR radio. There was nothing there. Tried to find something about NWCR's removing the liberal blindfold, which is my daily updates. And there was one thing there, but it was kind of something that was just kind of like afterthought. I went to Google and it's all there, except that you got, like, for when CNN, it gave three listings, and two of them were real old. Two of them listed the old CEO of Conservative Nation Media, who gave it to me 3 years ago. And it's still listing him as the CEO, still listing the address in Fort Worth, Texas, as the place where Conservative Nation Media is, where it's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But Google actually lists things, and for my updates, they're all there, every one of them. That's pretty cool. But you go to Bing, and they're not there.
Well, you know how it is. They would say that everything you talk about has been debunked. Just a bunch of conspiracy theories have been debunked.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything's been debunked. Now, the accusations against Joe Biden, they've all been debunked. 51 intelligence, CIA intelligence experts say so. See? Therefore, you know, you little peons, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, well. I guess I used to take offense at being called a peon, but anymore it's kind of like a badge of honor.
Oh, yeah. I wear the label of plebeian proudly.
Yeah,
I used to probably call it, what did Hillary say, deplorable. I always like that one.
Bitter Clinger.
Yeah,
I'm a deplorable bitter clinger.
Yeah. Bible thumping bitter clinger. Yeah.
Yeah, first rank deplorable bitter clinger. That's me.
And there's nothing wrong with that, unless you're a Democrat and then you think that that's the worst thing that can possibly happen.
Yep. Just keep on referring me that way, and that's okay with me.
Yep. Yeah, I wear all of that stuff as a badge of honor, and I you know, it's like that one guy I was telling you about that was on my blog telling me that he hated my guts. And I took that as a badge of honor because I was getting to him, and he didn't even know it.
Well, if he liked you, there might be something wrong with what you're saying if he's that sort of a leftist.
Yeah. But he eventually stopped coming to my blog because he couldn't win. You know, it's just like one of the things that I was having problems with at that time was if somebody came along and said the things that he did, I wouldn't exactly know what to say. Well, I had another person that was always there. And she was a black lady from Texas somewhere, and she had a couple of blogs there for a while. But she had such a way with words that was just amazing. And he could never get the best of her. She always just took him down, whipped him, and took him away. It was fun to watch.
Yeah. One thing about these people, man, they have, like I said, they have absolutely no self-awareness. I mean, most of their arguments you can reduce them down to bumper sticker slogans, and they are completely unaware of anything. They're completely self-absorbed. They don't think there are any other viewpoints in the world other than the ones they hold dear. They really believe. I mean, it's amazing how consistent this is among most of the leftists I debate with. I mean, you know, even though I don't agree with what my adversary is, I'm at least aware of their arguments. I study them intently. They, on the other hand, just dismiss everything we say.
Yeah, and that's what they accuse us of doing, is dismissing everything they say. You know, well, you know, it's like with everything he said, you know, he would say certain things, and it would be like he believed everything he'd say, and then Duana, that lady, would just say, okay, here's the way it is, and she would just tear him down, just completely dismantle everything he said, and she was the bad guy because of it. And he finally got tired of being beat and left and never came back, so that was actually kind of a win. For me, I think.
They'll say something like, but you're not hearing me. And after we have repeated back to them their argument, and then once we've established that we understand their argument by repeating it back to them, and while we proceed to critique it, analyze it, and usually tear it apart, then they say, but you're not hearing me. No, we heard you, and we don't agree with what you said. That's them. They just cannot understand why we don't agree with them.
They don't understand it because they feel that they are totally right in everything they do, and that if somebody disagrees with them, they've got to be wrong. That's just all there is to it, even if the disagreement is proven. It's just like Joe Biden the other day. Everybody, he got confronted by a reporter who actually asked him about the proof that has been proven against Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and he says, there's no truth to that. Then he backed away.
Yeah, that's all he can say. That's why he didn't go into any detail.
They never give details.
It's like, look, I don't expect them to agree with me. I even tell them I don't expect you to agree with me. I'm here to tell you what I think and why I think I don't agree with you. I mean, and with them, though, it is once they've explained their position to me, I would just have to yield to the immaculate infallibility of their argument. I just have to yield to it because it's so immaculately perfect. How could you possibly brook any disagreement with me that a man can, in fact, have a period and can give birth? How can you argue that isn't so?
Well, at least that's
what they are, man. These people are a study in a delusion, hubris, arrogance,
mm-hmm.
elitism, demagoguery. I mean, it's just an amazing study. I mean, they just outdo themselves day by day in the heights they can reach in all of those things.
Yeah.
Hunter and Joe Biden, you know, you got the guy with that story, Tony Bobulinski. There, and nothing said about him anymore.
No, but if Hunter Biden was a Republican.
Oh, no, I saw him referred to just the other day. He was explaining about how Joe Biden, in fact, met with the very business associates that Joe Biden lied about for years that he never met. He describes it in great
mm-hmm.
detail, times, places. He was there. He was one of the
right.
Tony Bobulinski is one of their business associates.
Yep.
He would help arrange meetings.
And then when it was proven and there's a paper trail on it, Biden will say, "Oh no, there's no truth to that. That's wrong. There's no truth to that." Even with the proof.
Denial of plausibility.
Yep. I don't know. It's sad. And the thing that's, you know, with moving back here to New Mexico a couple of years ago, seeing everything that's going on here in this state, it's scary because now I'm seeing what's going on instead of just hearing it from another state. And I don't know. It just, I wish more people could see what is really going on, but they listen to things like the New York Times, who had this headline saying that after Title 42 ended, there was a strange silence and strange calm at the border. No, there wasn't. That's the way they talk. They think that they can tell everybody these absolute lies and get away with it because nobody's going to fact check them. Well, there are people fact checking them. And they're being proven to be liars.
Well, did you guys watch the town hall with President Trump?
Oh, that was great.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, and AOC just completely come unglued over that one.
Oh, it was beautiful. I mean, that gal, she had no business. At least she would have done her homework, if anything, to keep herself from being relevant out there. And then when he said that she's a nasty person, I fucking love that.
That was absolutely awesome. I love that too. You know, there's not too many politicians or people around nowadays that would come right out to somebody's face and say, "You're just a nasty person." And now he's being sued for saying that. I think that's what he said to get sued. Yeah, the
oh my God.
I heard that today and I thought, okay, and I saw the article but I didn't read it. And I heard it on Newsmax. Now she is now suing him for saying what he did against her on CNN. And I thought, "Oh my God. This country is sue happy. That's all there is to it." But it kind of looks like we're starting to run out of stuff to say. I'm glad that all of you were here tonight. This has been a great show. I absolutely
did
love
you,
it.
Did you see that woman that's going after Donald Trump?
Yeah.
A male would have to be hard up to get an erection looking at that woman.
Yeah.
She's just as bad looking.
And if this was so damned important to fight against Trump with, why didn't she do it when it happened? Instead of waiting.
Now, see, you guys would have to bring up this nutcase E. Jean Carroll just as I was getting ready to leave. And I got I got to pull your coat to this creepy woman and show you, prove to you what a lunatic nutcase she is. So listen to this now. Now listen to this, just before we go, just so y'all have this in perspective. Now, she first alleged she was raped by Trump in a book that was published in 2019. Now, the story in that book is very similar to the subplot of a Law and Order episode which first came on TV in late 2012. A few months after she posted a sex question about Trump to her Facebook followers. Now, she's admitted that she's both a Law and Order fan and an Apprentice fan. And this is what she posted in her tweet. Listen to this. Would you have sex with Donald Trump for $17,000, parentheses, even if you could, A, in parentheses, give the money to charity, B, parentheses, close your eyes, and he's not allowed to speak, in parentheses. But wait, there's more. She's called Rape Sexy live on CNN. And then when she was penning an advice column for Elle magazine, she posed this question for her audience, including, I'm quoting now, big dick energy. Obama's got it. Putin's got it. Maxine Waters got it. Who's on your big dick energy list? And let's play Boff, Mary, Strangle. I'll start Ryan Seacrest, Dick Cheney, Steve Jobs. And yes, I know the game is really called FMK. And in case you don't know what F is, yes, it's that word. M is murder, murder, and K is kill. And, you know, and she said, and this was, 2012 was really a year for this woman to post. She asked her followers, really, does any woman like performing oral sex in a man? And in bed, would you rather be called normal or unusual? And then she wanted to know, how much porn should a man be allowed to watch every day? And, you know, anal sex, are you behind it? Or is it now what it's cracked up to be? The girl wants her chap to stop asking her for porn sex. And the list goes on and on with her making posts about sexual house arrest and fantasies over having sex with actor Brad Pitt, as well as references to Lolita. This woman's a nutcase. She's a nut.
Well,
even if what she's saying is true, which I doubt, her word is just not trustworthy. There's no evidence. There's no evidence. It's her word against his.
Yeah. Well, there was something else I heard the other day, too, is that about the same time she was supposedly having this tryst with Trump, she was having something with some lady who she also accused of sexual harassment. Where's that in this whole thing? Nobody's mentioning that one.
Well, that plot of the Law and Order episode was in the same department store.
I don't know, man.
The Bergman department store. It was named in the Law and Order episode.
Yeah.
This woman is a kook.
Well, you know, it's one of the things that I always wondered, you know, why do they wait so long to bring this stuff up? The reason is because they have to make up the story, and they have to make it up so that it reads like a something that happens, like in Law and Order and something. So they have to make up the story, and they have to get it fixed down so that there's no discrepancies in there, and they have to make it so it sounds plausible. So they have to take the time to do it. And that's essentially, I think, probably what's going on here. She had to make this story up.
Yeah.
And who better to go against than Trump?
Eugene Carroll also tweeted about sex tips that I learned from my dog. When in heat, chase the male until he collapses with exhaustion and then jump him. Eugene Carroll, May 7th, 2010. And, you know, it gets better than that. She went on to say, remember what she said? Some people consider rape sexy. Yeah.
Yeah.
The man who fails to seduce a woman says she wasn't hot enough. The woman who fails to enchant a man says he was unworthy. Would men have invented chastity belts, veils, and crooks if women weren't just unbelievably hot? Honey, you were born to seduce.
And the media isn't talking about anything.
Listen to this one. There's no such thing as a slut, only sexual geniuses.
I heard that one and I just kind of dismissed it because I thought, oh, that's just ridiculous. You know, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is getting insane. And then of course the court can't find Trump guilty of rape, so they found him guilty of sexual harassment. Well, I don't know.
Now, this one that I'm trying to double check, but one of her followers wrote in there, if all else fails, he's not into you. Just falsely accuse him of rape, LMAO, you know, laughing my ass off.
Yeah.
This seems like a you problem, fam.
Absolutely.
I would not have any faith in that woman's word whatsoever.
And how anybody can believe, well, I was just going to say, how can anybody believe her with this stuff out there? But the problem is a lot of people who believe what she's saying haven't heard any of this.
No. You know, it was a predetermined outcome. They knew they couldn't get rape over on Donald Trump, so they decided they'd make a compromise just to make him look bad. It was a New York jury that wanted to get Trump somehow. I believe that absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no way they
just Alvin Trump,
any credibility to this woman's complaint.
Yep, and Alvin Bragg, too. He's a Trump
hater. Even if it's true, there's no evidence to support it.
Yep.
And that should matter even in a civil.
But, you know, like I was saying earlier, you know, the left is trying to dismantle law and order. Well, this is part of it. And they're doing a damn good job of it. You know, I think Trump would have been totally exonerated if he'd have been in some other state other than New York.
Yeah. Yeah, probably so. Well, I can thank you for giving me a couch to get some things off my chest. I really appreciate it. But I got to go now.
You're welcome.
But I shall return for another therapy session when you're on again next week.
I will be here next week.
I'll be looking forward.
I enjoyed the heck out of this.
Okay.
And you have yourself a great night and great weekend.
You take care and keep up the good work.
Okay, I'll try. God bless you. Okay. That was fun. I've enjoyed this. Now I've got going into the 2 hour and 40 minute mark of this show. I'm glad Bianchi was here. That was great. And bringing it, boy. I'm glad you guys were here.
You.
I think, yeah. And we had a great show. This is fantastic. I really hope that I can have more like this. Pardon?
You used a lot of your carbon footprint credits right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got to do everything I can to piss off the left, huh?
There you go.
And what? One of these days, bring it up. Boy, you got to get your wife on here.
She'd love to come on
here,
right?
She would make it fun.
Yeah, she'd get on there.
So how's she doing? I heard she was sick.
She's resting right now.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
well, tell
her. With the weather's been kind of crazy here.
And it's been kind of weird here, too. But tell her she's in our prayers, and we hope that she gets better soon. And,
well, thank you. I will let her know.
Okay, well, you do that. And I'm going to go ahead and close out the show now.
Well, thank you, Robert.
Okay, you have a good one. God bless you, and you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Now, Bianca, you still there? Yeah, maybe not. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end the show.
Yeah.
I'm sitting
here, but go ahead.
My ads. Pardon?
Go ahead and close out, and everyone have a happy Mother's Day to who
you
should be directed to. Yeah, everybody should have a happy Mother's Day to your wives and mothers and grandmothers, whoever it applies to. I'm here making pizza, so I couldn't talk so much.
Let's see here. Let me shut my head.
Conservative Nation Media is growing again. And now we have a new show that will be airing on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's 10 minutes to midnight. Our new show's host is Joe from Montana, and he's coming to get you. Joe and his co-host will keep you informed and ask for your input, too. This is the only talk show that's not just about talk. It's about real solutions against real corruption in fake D.C. Don't feel as if you have a voice? Well, you've got one now, so don't waste it. Call in and offer real solutions. You want just talk? No problem. Go someplace else. You want to try to find real solutions? Then park your butt over here and call in. God helps those who help themselves. Well, fellow earthlings, wake up, take a hint, get on the stick, and let's start helping ourselves. The longer we wait, the worse it's going to be. We are approaching the virtual end of America. Politicians of both parties are not the answer. They're the problem. Join us for our new show and call in. Give your ideas on a solution from the corruption we are seeing in America. The show is It's 10 Minutes to Midnight, and we have a winner here on CNM, where America always wins.
Back next week with the next episode of NWCR Radio, where we work hard to let you know what America has in store and what the Constitution and our laws have to say about it. Stay tuned. God bless you all.